Willie McCoy had been a jerk before he died. His being dead didn't change that. It always reminded me of a player from a gangster movie. You know, the kind that sells information and runs errands and is expendable. Of course, now that Willie was a vampire, the expendable part didn't count. He was a slime bucket. And now he was an undead slime bucket. At 12:17 a.m, a call was placed to emergency services. The voice on the line was calm, too calm. By the time officers arrived, the house was silent. No signs of forced entry, no immediate struggle, just a single detail that didn't belong. The back door, left slightly open. In the days that followed, neighbours would say the same thing. They kept to themselves. But behind closed doors, a very different story had been unfolding.
Did you hear that? They're close. Move. Keep your head down. We can't afford a mistake.
Jack's fingers tightened around the handle of his weapon. Every shadow felt like a threat. Every heartbeat louder than the last.
They're everywhere. I can't see a damn thing.
Then listen. Trust your gut. We get out of this, or we don't get out at all. He had a small, cosy apartment that he loved dearly. He shared it with three rather unusual roommates. Sister Tester, Sister Rock, and Sister Hillsman. They brought with them a peculiar habit that made life, interesting. They were always farting. Sister Tester, the eldest, had a laugh that could light up a room and a toot that could clear it. Hers were always high-pitched and squeaky, often followed by a giggle and a, ooh, pardon me.
Oh, don't cut my throat, sir,
I pleaded in terror.
Pray, don't do it, sir.
Tell us your name, said the man. Quick,